Another reason why WISL is your sports leader. Now, on FM Talk 92.1 and News Power 1040 WISL, North America's longest-running soccer radio show, Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Your hosts, former Rochester Lancers trainer Joe Redcard Sirianni, Rochester Rhinos broadcaster Andrew Battisti, the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and TropaGoal.com, Michael Lewis, and former Lancer and Canadian Soccer Hall of Famer, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard. Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractor. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. And now, here's Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. This is Andrew Battisti. We appreciate you joining us as we move toward the Christmas holiday and, of course, the end of 2014. What a great soccer year it's been. We have two big guests tonight. In just a moment, we'll be joined by the president of the Western New York Flash, Alex Salen, the team preparing for the upcoming NWSL draft in Philadelphia in January. The team has a lot of picks, and we'll talk about that with Alex in just a minute. Then at 7 o'clock, we're happy to welcome back to the show the newly reacquired defender for the Rochester Lancers, one of the new Bash brothers, Steve Basso. Lancers hosting Syracuse this Saturday afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Blue Cross Arena. We'll talk about that match with Steve. It's a big one, of course, with the rivalry with Syracuse and lots of special guests in the house on Saturday. We'll talk all about that. Dick Howard will be on to discuss the Champions League knockout phase draw that occurred earlier today and the FIFA World Club Cup semifinals, and boy, some big surprises there. We'll have all that information with Dick Howard and Michael Lewis. We'll have the latest from U.S. soccer, including some news that may impact the Rochester Rhinos regarding the pyramid of soccer in the United States, something coming out of the USL meetings. We'll talk about the rumors that are flying around with that, plus a big retirement in U.S. soccer happened today. We'll talk about that as well with the Lancers Wall of Famer. Fortunately, Joe Sirianni is under the weather tonight, so he will not be with us. We'll hopefully have Joe back on for our Christmas show next Monday. Before we get to our first guest, Alex Salen, we just want to give congratulations to the Rochester Rhinos at the USL meetings over the weekend in Tampa, Florida, in Clearwater, actually. The USL Pro honored the Rochester Rhinos with the Fair Play Award for 2014, so we congratulate everybody with the Rochester Rhinos organization, Pat Erkley, Bob Lilly, all the players and staff for that prestigious award. And don't forget the Rhinos back in 2015 for their 20th anniversary, and the Rhinos plus the Lancers and the Flash all have great Christmas gifts for all of you out there, all the soccer people you want to buy for. So go to the various websites, RochesterRhinos.com, RLancers.com, and WNYFlash.com to get your Christmas presents for the soccer folks on your Christmas list. Definitely support your local soccer teams. And now we're happy to be joined by the person in charge of the Western New York Flash, along with a brand new mother. We're very happy to be joined by Alex Salen. Alex's appearance is brought to you by the Flash. Holiday gift packs and 2015 season tickets are on sale now. Go to WNYFlash.com to make your purchases. And Alex, thank you for joining us. And first of all, how's little Max doing?
Hey, Andrew. Hey, yeah, he's doing really well. Just turned 6 months yesterday, so
wow.
He's been a handful, but you know, every day is something new, as anyone who's a parent knows, and you know, we're really blessed to have a healthy baby, so it's been great.
So you've got him signed up for his first youth league in the summer, right?
yeah, almost.
I think
trying to get him
already
to call first.
He's probably already kicking a soccer ball, knowing the family that he's, his mother,
yeah,
and his father, both pro players. But Boy, it's been quite a couple of months for the Western New York Flash. A lot of changes happening. A lot of players who were here for many years and some who were relatively new to the team are no longer with the Flash, and the team has got a lot of new faces plus a lot of draft picks. So just start, tell us about what the reasoning was for the changes. I mean, obviously it's a different situation with different players, but what was the general thought process?
Yeah, I mean, I think that obviously we didn't have a great season to begin with. So obviously you're going to, you know, I mean, as a coach, you know, Aaron, I'm sure, is looking at himself, but then obviously his staff and then the players that he had. And he wanted to make some changes, get a fresh locker room, get some younger players in. And then also, too, I mean, a lot of people always just assume that players want to be here. You know, there might have been a few in there that, you know, said, hey, you know, I'm looking for a move. You know, so, you know, they appreciated everything that we'd done for them, but they were looking also for a change. So I think that a lot of people were kind of up in arms a little bit. But it's a mutual thing. You want to have players that want to be here and want to play for your club and want to be in this area. I think that's a big thing with us, the challenge. You know, the Western New York area, it's not New York City, it's not Portland. So it's really important that the players buy into, you know, not only our culture, but, you know, the community. It's really important to us that they are happy here. So if someone doesn't want to be here, then we need to do what's right for the team and make a move. So, you know, I think there was a little bit of all three of those, you know, just changing things up, freshening it up, and, you know, just making moves as, insofar as, you know, maybe a player didn't really fit the formation or whatnot, and then also maybe a player wanted a move. So that's kind of what happened the last couple months, I think.
One of the big surprises, I think, from my perspective, was Sam Kerr leaving to Flash to go to Sky Blue. I mean, she was our leading scorer last year, but she's going to be involved in the World Cup, and I know that, I'm sure that is a factor as well, that you have players that are going to be not available for duty with the Flash because of the World Cup. Of course, we have our Spanish internationals who are, that Spain is qualified for the World Cup, of course, Abby as well, and so that I'm sure that was a part as well, and then Sam's move to Sky Blue.
Yeah, I mean, Sam was, I mean, obviously we have a great relationship with Sam. There obviously wasn't any issues there with that. You know, she's a great kid. But, you know, she was going to be gone for quite a substantial amount of time. And then on top of that, you know, she's wanted to play with a friend of hers and be closer together with someone. So, you know, we wanted to see that happen for her, and it was in the best interest of the club. So that's what we did. And, you know, obviously we're going to miss her on and off the field. I mean, I can attest, you know, she's great in the locker room and she's a massive threat for any team. So, I mean, for me, I was totally against moving her, but my opinion doesn't count as much as I'd like it to. So, you know, I just trust in the coaching staff and our front office staff and what they're doing and hopefully putting together an even better product for next year. So,
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. And we're with Alex Salen at the Western New York Flash, the president of the club, and the Flash will be kicking off their fifth season in at Salen Stadium this coming spring. And boy, time flies, I tell you. I can't believe it's already been 5 years. But going back to the 2011 team, that team that won the WPS title, it seems so long ago. But two of the big factors and the key players on that team will be back with us this year. Whitney Engen, the U.S. international, and she may be fighting for a spot on starting with our national team. And Becky Edwards, who was the vice captain, if I remember right, of the 2011 Flash team. Carolyn Sager, the Swedish international, was our captain. But two players I think are going to be a big factor for the team this coming year.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Becky's a great player. She's a great person. You know, she's just a workhorse in there in the midfield, wins lots of balls, and she's going to be, you know, a great addition to the team. And Whitney, I mean, you can't say any more about her. She was Defender of the Year in 2011, and she's continued to grow and develop her game since then. So, you know, we're going to look for her to be a huge leader in the back line. So,
yep, we're very happy to have them back. But coming up in January is the NWSL draft. I almost said WPS there. The NWSL draft. And the Flash have four of the top seven picks. But I'm looking at the players who are coming out, and of course the jewel of the draft is Morgan Brian, the U.S. international who is being, you know, named as the next big star for the U.S. women's national team, the Virginia midfielder. Very likely she's going to go first. So I guess my question is, Alex, may there be some more wheeling and dealing with these draft picks to possibly get Morgan Brian to play here in Western New York?
Well, I think we've done a lot of wheeling and dealing, so I'm not sure we're going to be moving too much at all anymore. But, I mean, there's the draft is really deep, so even if you get, like, we have a couple picks in that first round, the first 10 picks, they're going to be really good, solid players that are young, hungry, talented. They're going to be here the whole season, so we don't really have to worry about them missing time, and it'll give them a chance to grow in the program, because it's a really big step going from the collegiate level, even if they're playing at a program, you know, going from the collegiate level to the pros. So it's going to give them time to kind of adjust to the level and grow, and they're here all season. So that's a real positive.
Absolutely. And so where do you think the areas where the Flash are going to be concentrating? Obviously, we lost Sam Kerr. We lost Carly Lloyd. So a lot of the scoring is going to be need to be replaced. But I'm sure there's also some other areas that the Flash are looking to fill in with some of these young, hungry players coming out of the draft.
Yeah, I think they're looking a lot in the midfield and up top, obviously. With losing Carly, it was a huge piece, and Sam, you know, those two players. And then, you know, with Abby being gone, we need someone to put the ball in the net when during the World Cup break. So, yeah.
That's going to be certainly a lot of work. And I know that the Flash have a new director of technical operations, that he's a gentleman who's been around the game, Charlie Nimo, for many years. What does he bring to the table for the Flash?
He just brings a lot of knowledge, and he's just he's a soccer junkie. You know, he's been around. You know, he assesses talent very well. He's kind of the guy that can find that needle in the haystack, that diamond in the rough talent, and just knows the collegiate game in and out, and knows the pro level as well. He knows a lot of players. He's been around for years, so he's really talented, you know, in helping put together teams. And it takes a little bit off of Aaron, I think, you know, because he's doing a lot at the moment. So it gives him a bit of help to put together a really good team for this season.
Right, he has some history with the LA. I think it was the LA Blues, if I remember right, the Pally Blues, and a few Flash players, I believe, played on that team. One, Alex Riley, I think, was one of the names I remember playing for that side. So, of course, she'll be in the World Cup with New Zealand.
Yeah.
And sure, Aaron's looking forward to the World Cup, I'm sure, with seeing his native country, having to face the host Canada. The former New Zealand coach is now the Canadian coach. So, again, there's no chicanery in selecting the draw for the World Cup. Of course not. Now, the U.S. just happens to be put in the same group as Sweden, with Pia Sahanga coaching her home country now.
Yeah, the storylines,
What a coincidence. Just kind of like the Champions League draw today. Just teams happen to be picked again. Yeah, sure.
You always see each other twice in the game.
It certainly is. Well, Alex, I had a couple people email me while we're on the air here, and they both asked the same question. So you don't have to answer it if you don't want to, but they want to know your status for next season. Are we going to see Alex Salen, or are we, in the press box and in the owner's box, or are we going to see Alex Salen on the field?
Well, you know, it's been a long road, but I'm training. I'm feeling a lot better than I did a couple months ago. I'm working pretty hard, so I'm just going to see where it takes me. Obviously, I'm only going to play if I'm at, you know, a really good level. So, you know, when I play, I want to play, and I want to be on the field. So, you know, I'm working hard and, you know, hoping for the best and just going after it right now as best I can. So doing 2 sessions a day and getting after. I kept in really good shape while I was pregnant. I ran up until my due date. So I was still running 9-minute miles when I was 40 weeks, and Max was 8:10. So that wasn't easy lugging him around. But but I think that work's paid off, you know.
I was going to say, I could do a 9-mile, a 9-hour mile maybe.
Yeah.
but both the people who wrote to me both said they really missed you on the field, and that's why I wanted to bring that up. I know Jackie will probably kill me.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, I missed it as well. So I'm doing everything I can. You know, obviously I want to be on a competitive team, and I want to bring a lot to the table. So I'm just working really hard to get back there. So.
Well, Alex, we really appreciate you coming on the show tonight, and we wish you and Aaron and Max all the best, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we look forward to seeing what happens in January. We're looking forward to all these new players we'll get to interview on the show.
Thanks so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Alex.
Yeah, thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Alex Salen, the president of the Western New York Flash here on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Again, WNYFlash.com is the website to get your holiday packs from the Flash and your 2015 season tickets. World Cup year for the women. It's going to be a lot of excitement in the NWSL, so go to WNYFlash.com. Next up on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, we'll be speaking international soccer with Dick Howard. We had the Champions League draw today, and we also have the FIFA Club World Cup. The semifinals and finals are coming up, and lots of surprises there. We'll talk about that with Dick Howard next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Doug Miller, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 1040.
Notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsburgh United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsburgh, USA wear.
Top-notch monogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Rochester Rhinos players and staff would like to thank all their fans for supporting them during the 2014 season at Salem Stadium and for the last 19 years. Season ticket packages for the Rochester Rhinos 20th anniversary season in 2015 are now on sale. All full season ticket packages include one ticket to all 14 regular season home games and one ticket to the Rochester Rhinos Legends soccer game at Salem Stadium. Purchase your tickets by calling 454-KICK or go to rhinosoccer.com. The Rhinos will be back for another exciting year of soccer this coming spring.
Are you looking for a new dentist for your family? Dr. David Olivo has been caring for Rochester's dental needs for over 15 years and would welcome the opportunity to serve you. To make an appointment, call 328-3382. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Kusha Kush, it's me, Soccer Sam, for Salvatore's Pizza. Why Salvatore's? We use the highest quality ingredients in all our menu items. Spotless clean locations. A local family supporting our local community. Full menu delivery. And yeah, we deliver everything but babies. We purchase all our supplies locally from Palmer's. Online ordering at salvatores.com and our hotline 234-5555. And we have an amazing staff. Do it with me. Salvatore's.com.
Are you looking to update the kitchen, bath, or flooring in your home, but don't know where to begin? Whether it's cabinetry, carpeting, hardwood flooring, tile, or kitchen and bathroom remodeling, Claridge Design Center in Chi Lai Paul Plaza is the place to start. Locally owned with over 25 years in business, Claridge Custom Designs and Builds quality remodeling projects throughout Rochester and Monroe County. At Claridge, the visions and ideas you have for your home are developed with the experienced Claridge designers to make your dream project a reality. And the quality of service you receive at Claridge is second to none. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call Claridge at 889-5800 or visit their website to meet the Claridge team. See examples of their finished work at ClarideDesignCenter.com.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena to kick off a three-match homestand this Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. Be sure to bring the entire family to meet Elsa and Anna from everyone's favorite winter movie, and Santa Claus will be in the house as well. Plus, the first 1,000 fans will receive a free Lancers USB car charger. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Now, on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass, it's time for our international report with one of North America's top soccer journalists, a member of the Canadian Soccer Hall of Fame, and a 2013 inductee into the Rochester Lancers Hall of Fame, Mr. Zero, Dick Howard.
And our international report with Dick Howard brought to you this week by dental Dr. David Olivo, 2005 Lyle Avenue in Gates. Call 328-3382 for a consultation or appointment, or visit his interactive website at davidolivodmd.com. He's been my dentist in that practice since I was 2 years old, when it was originally the practice of Dr. Robert Barnes, and I'm going to see him in a couple weeks to get my teeth done. So if you want to get the best dental care in Rochester, Dr. David Olivo in Gates is the guy you want to go see. Good evening, Dick. How are things in Toronto?
Great. Snow's going away, so it's not too bad. Bob's saying that his dog's getting his paws dirty with the mud that you've got on the ground, so not too good in that regard. But we will know we will get the winter before too long. But what about that draw today, Andrew? Some interesting matchups in Europe.
I tell you, I was mentioning this to Alex Salen. I don't know if you heard it, but there, you know, there's got to be something going on here with FIFA. I mean, it is not possible that these teams can just happen to get drawn against each other. Manchester City and Barcelona, again, the same situation, the same draw. And just happens, you know, Arsenal against Monaco, Arsene Wenger against his old club, Paris Saint-Germain and Chelsea, same matchup as last year, David Luiz coming back to Chelsea. It just cannot be that random.
No, it is, Andrew. I think it is. You know, it's just the way the draw is made, and I don't think there's any sort of collusions with regards to this. It's just how it's turned out, and you must be delighted because, you know, you had that, granted it was, what, away goals last year against PSG, but a return, you know, David Luiz again. So there'll be some good celebrations, I think, because I think Chelsea can get past this PSG if they can control their man Ibrahimovic.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun draw to watch, or fun tie to watch, I should say. Manchester City, I'm sure it's like, again, what do they have to do? It's the same situation as last year against Barcelona. It's going to be a tough matchup. It all depends on the health of Sergio Aguero, if he can play. Of course, these matches don't take place for a couple of months, so he's got plenty of time to recover.
Yeah, you're into February. Yeah, Feb 17th, sort of they start in the 24th, the other group. So there's time for injured players to heal, and you're quite right with regards to Aguero. I think Manchester City this time around are a little bit stronger, and Barca are a little bit weaker, to my mind, so that they might just edge them, because it was a very close one, wasn't it? 2-0 and 2-1, just 4-1 on aggregate. So it could be a little bit of an upset there, but Joe will probably be happy with drawing Borussia Dortmund when you look at how they're doing in the Bundesliga, but then you look how they're doing in Champions League, and they changed their face in Europe, was the words of Gianluigi Buffon when the draw was made. And it's so true. They have just Jekyll and Hyde with regards to performing in the German league and performing in Europe. So it'll be a tough game for Juventus.
That'll be an interesting matchup. Again, which Dortmund team is going to show up in that? The other matchups,
I think, you know, Real Madrid must be happy. You know, they round of 16, they had, what, a 9-2 aggregate win over Schalke 04. And the team from London, I think, did a job on them the other week, didn't they? What was it 4-5-0, Chelsea?
Something like that, yeah.
In Gelsenkirchen. And so that should be good for Real Madrid, who are on a tremendous run at the moment. The one interesting tie to my mind, Andrew, is that one between Shakhtar Donetsk and Bayern München, because here you've got two teams that never played each other. But this Shakhtar Donetsk have shown that they you know, got a great blend of players. Serna, what a great flank player he is. The Brazilian players in the squad. So it won't be easy for Bayern. That, I think, is an interesting tie. And as you rightly mentioned, a return to Monaco again for Arsene Wenger, who coached there from 87 to 94. So it's, as I say, I think going to feature some really good games. And the two that will end up in the Olympia Stadion on June the 6th, well, it's still up for grabs, isn't it?
It certainly is. I think that Bayern, I like Bayern in that tie against Shakhtar. I think Bayern is just too strong for them. I think that the level of competition.
Two veteran coaches, I think. You know, I've always been a fan of Lucescu, who's been with Shakhtar, I think, for 9-10 years. And Carlo Ancelotti has done such a magnificent job with this Real Madrid team. What's the run now? What, 20 games? In all competitions, and now they've got the Club World Cup coming up this week, so we'll see if they can continue it.
We'll talk about that in just
fabulous
a second.
Run, really on form at the present time.
It certainly is. And just to mention the other ties, Bayer Leverkusen against Atletico Madrid, last year's runner-up. The Germans have four teams in the round of 16, Leverkusen, Schalke, Dortmund, and Bayern. So
that will be a very competitive game, I think, you know, given the coaches and the nature of the teams. I don't think there will be too many goals in that one.
And then the other
The two teams, of course, that we haven't talked about, you almost class them as also runs, are up against each other with FC Basel, who got by Liverpool, playing against the, you know, the pride of Portugal, FC Porto. So that will, again, result in one of those two teams getting through to the round of eight, and then it gets interesting.
It certainly does. I like Basel. I think that's a very underrated team. They've proven in last year when they went up against Chelsea. They're a good side. They're definitely not anybody to be trifled with. So it's going to be interesting. The ties are played February 17th, 18th, 24th, 25th, and then March 10th, 11th, 17th, and 18th. So that'll be coming up in the early part of the new year. But Dick, you mentioned about the Club World Cup, and it has been a turn up for the books in this world, in this tournament. You've got a team that I don't think anybody would have even dreamed of being in the semifinal, Auckland City of New Zealand. A team of part-time players qualified. They beat the host side, and then they beat the champions of Africa, ES Satif. They now will face the club that has one of their supporters, Pope Francis, San Lorenzo of Argentina.
Isn't that great? San Lorenzo del Magro. And yeah, what a matchup with Auckland City. Who would have thought that they would have done so well against the host team, you know, and the champions of Africa. But all credit to them. And Real Madrid trying to win their first ever Club World Cup. I was in Rio de Janeiro in 2000 when the tournament started, and at that time Real were in that tournament, but they lost out to a Mexican club and finished fourth overall, and that first tournament was won by Corinthians. But they would love to have that trophy in their trophy cabinet, which is I think one of the biggest trophy cabinets in any club. You know, when you visit the ground and you see it, it's quite the display. They would love to have it. And given the way performing at the moment, and can you see anybody stopping them at the present time?
Well, I'll tell you, it's going to be interesting. No, where's
Cruz Azul would
love
to get past them, you know, with the game on tomorrow. But, you know, they're just playing with so much confidence. And this man, Cristiano Ronaldo, 32 goals, 23 games, just absolutely magnificent.
Well, you have a team that they're playing that's very well known in this region, Cruz Azul, a team the Rochester Lancers played in the CONCACAF Champions Cup in the early 1970s, a team with a tremendous amount of pedigree.
That's right.
And they're not going to
great
be intimidated
tradition
by Real Madrid. This is the cement mixers have a lot of experience at playing in tournaments like this. this is their chance. If they pull off the upset of upsets, it would put the Mexicans, I think, would forget about the problems they've had with qualifying for the World Cup and all of that. It would be celebrations across Mexico if it happens. And I think a lot of it's going to also depend on the weather. Boy, if you saw Cruz Azul against Western Sydney Wanderers, it was just an absolute mess. The field was covered in water. It was like playing on a pond. And FIFA came out and said, well, the field was fine. There was no problems. I mean, it was ridiculous. So you have to think, you don't think of a monsoon happening in Morocco, but you never know.
It's true, isn't it? And it can be quite a leveler when you get conditions that are affected. As they were to that extent, you're quite right. I just saw some clips of that game, and it was just, ridiculous almost at times. You wonder why the game was played. But they wanted to get it completed, obviously, and
that's why
they've moved it because of the difficult pitch conditions is the words that used by FIFA. But that can be the leveler, that is for sure.
Well, you know what it would do if the field conditions were like that? It equalizes the teams. Ronaldo would have a
yep.
problem playing in that kind of situation. So I'm sure the Mexicans are probably rooting for a monsoon to happen. But that'll be taking place tomorrow. And then the other semifinal was Wednesday, San Lorenzo against Auckland City. It's the Davids against the Goliaths. I think that's why this tournament is very intriguing, because you get these teams that... this is their big chance to show the world that they can play soccer in their area of the world. And we'll see what happens, I guess, over the next couple of days. And then the final will take place on Sunday. But one of these two teams, those Al-Sarans, are going to be third place in the world, which is quite an accomplishment.
That's right. No, it's great. And I think the sport of soccer, football around the world is such that you do get these surprises in all manner of tournaments, whether it be World Cups, whether it be regional championships or just domestic games. And who knows, it could well happen again if Auckland City continue what they've done already. And nothing to fear, of course. They've done better than they anticipated in the tournament. And say San Lorenzo Domago, if they come in with a little bit too confident and get behind by a goal or two, who knows what can happen. Unlikely, but upsets do happen in football.
Yep. The game, the finals, and third place and final will be on Saturday. So check your local listings to watch the matches. It should be a lot of fun. Dick, thank you so much for being with us. We'll talk to you again next Monday.
Always a pleasure. And for people, the listeners, that say, well, Bob? Well, Bob is a very capable sound technician for our show, and he's telling me about his dog getting in the mud now the snow is leaving you in Rochester. So just to clarify that, I've got to mention Bob, because he does an excellent job calling me every Monday night to make sure that I'm ready for the show.
Yeah, we wouldn't have a show without Bob D'Angelo.
Exactly. He's the man.
Thanks, Dick.
Okay,
have a good one.
Andrew, and I hope that Joe's feeling better as well. I think he's got a little bit of bronchitis, so hopefully he'll be back with us next week.
I hope so. Thanks, Dick. Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Dick Howard here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass. You can hear Dick every week with the international reports. We cover all forms of soccer here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass, including the Rochester Lancers, who will be in action this Saturday afternoon against Syracuse. We'll be joined by the returning Lancer, Steve Basso, the Bash brother back in Rochester, here on Soccer is the Kick in the Grass next on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM, and live on the web at socceristhekickinthegrass.com.
This is Carly Lloyd, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL.
Local sports leader.
You're listening to WYSL1040.com on the web.
FM 92.1
and 1040 WYSL Avon Rochester.
Your family is growing and it's time for a new home. Why buy a used house with someone else's style when you can afford a new Faber home built to suit your taste and your needs? Start fresh, build new with Faber. Faber Homes can customize your home to meet your wishes and dreams. Faber Homes is now building in six locations. Visit the Faber Homes
Homes website at FaberHomes.com and find the plan of your dreams or a quick deliver home. Give Faber Homes a call today at 247-4800 or visit FaberHomes.com for our current incentives. Faber Homes, great homes, great price.
Doug Miller Family Sports Park is proud to be a sponsor of Soccer's A Kick in the Grass. Doug Miller Family Sports Park is home to Doug Miller Soccer, Rochester Golf Academy, Glacier Ridge Snow Tubing, and Salvatore's. Check us out at DougMillerFamilySportsPark.com.
Caring for your teeth is a key factor in promoting good health. Joe and Andrew highly recommend Dr. David Olivo and his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue for all your dental needs. Dr. Olivo and his experienced staff provide a wide array of dental services and procedures in a comfortable and caring atmosphere. New patients are always welcome. Visit Dr. Olivo's interactive website at davidolivodmd.com or call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo. Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
Hi, this is Kitty Van Bortle. When the time comes for you to buy a used car or truck, I really hope that you'll come to see me. The reason is very simple. You can trust me. You can depend on the fact that I will never sell you a vehicle that has trouble. If one does get past me, you let me know and I'll make it right. I don't care how long you've owned it. So please, don't worry. Just come to my place. I truly take the fear out of buying a used car.
VanBortleCars.com.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena to kick off a three-match homestand this Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. Be sure to bring the entire family to meet Elsa and Anna from everyone's favorite winter movie, and Santa Claus will be in the house as well. Plus, the first 1,000 fans will receive a free Lancers USB car charger. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting ourlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WISL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Welcome back to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Andrew Battista here, Joe Suriani, Bear Under the Weather. Are we hopefully back with us next week? And hearing the music from that wonderful movie that all the kids love. And Anna and Elsa will be in Rochester on Saturday at the Syracuse Silver Knights Rochester Lancers match at the Blue Cross Arena. Kicks off at 1 o'clock. And you want to forget the man in the red suit's going to be there as well. I'm not talking about anyone else but Santa Claus himself, but coming back for the blue and gold on Saturday, our next guest joins us. He's already been in Rochester this year playing for the Ontario Fury, and he helped the Fury to beat the Lancers. But he is now back in the blue and gold playing for the Rochester Lancers, and he's back on our show. Steve Basso joins us. Steve's appearance brought to you by the Lancers. 1 o'clock Saturday, the Lancers against the Syracuse Silver Knights, the biggest rivalry the Lancers have. You don't want to miss it. 872-KICK or go to ourlancers.com to get your tickets. And Steve, welcome back to Rochester, and I'm sure you're really happy to be here.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. It's definitely great to be back in the area, and I'm definitely looking forward to this weekend as well.
You've been traveling. I thought you were playing for the Harrisburg City Islanders outdoors. You got transferred to the Richmond Kickers. Then you've started the season indoor with Ontario on the West Coast, and now you're back here in Rochester. I hope you got your frequent flyer miles all arranged.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely been all over the place, and you know, I definitely got a few different accounts of frequent flyer miles from different airlines. So, you know, I'm racking those up, but you know, it's good to be back in the area.
So, tell us about how it all came about that you were brought back to the Lancers after starting with Ontario this year.
You know, I was out in Ontario and I was enjoying myself, and you know, obviously the weather is a lot different out there. It's you know, it's nice out there, it's nice and warm. About 80 degrees every day, you know, not a cloud in the sky, but, you know, just a few things going on off the field, and, you know, coming back to Rochester was just a better fit for me. You know, I was doing well on the field in Ontario, you know, with my stats going up and playing well, but there was just a few things off the field that, you know, I wanted to come back closer to home to the East Coast and, you know, just a couple other things, and coming back to Rochester was just a better fit for me, you know, both on the field and off the field.
Well, Steve, you're having a great season, I tell you. I believe it was, what, 5 goals and 5 assists, and you're a member of the MASL Team of the Week this week. And interesting enough that you're just coming back to Rochester from Ontario. We made the Team of the Week with Ontario. But congratulations on that. What do you think's been the key to your play this year? You've been really on fire both offensively and defensively.
I appreciate that. I kind of just, you know, I feel, you know, more of myself when I'm on the ball. And then I think, you know, the experience of the past couple of years is really starting to set in. You know, I've learned a lot in my first 2 years here in Rochester. And I used that experience over on the West Coast, where I think that division over there is just a little bit, you know, a little bit softer than the one, you know, here on the Eastern in the Eastern Division. And the teams aren't, you know, as competitive, but, you know, everything that I learned in the past couple of years and kind of putting all the work into myself off the field with, you know, learning the game and then putting the work in on the field physically, you know, it's really, you know, sharpened up my game in, you know, all aspects, like you said, offensively and defensively with, you know, 11 points in the first part of the season. And, you know, I really started to focus on, you know, my finishing and trying to become a double threat. And, you know, this team's got to worry about me going forward as well as, you know, defending.
I'm sure Doug Miller is going to be utilizing you as that overlapping defender and with the Lancers. But I want to ask you about the Pacific Division, because, you know, a lot of people don't really get a chance to see those teams very often. What's the biggest difference between what we've seen here in Rochester playing against the Baltimores and the Syracuses of the indoor world versus the teams out west?
Yeah, I would say, you know, most importantly is a lack of experience. You know, you see that the teams in Baltimore and Syracuse and, you know, now here with the Lancers, and they're keeping a core around and they're trying to build around a core and really start focusing on, let's get this team experience, let's get this team playing together and bring in, you know, players that can work around that core. As to, you see, the West Coast teams, they bring a lot of local players. You know, there's four teams in California alone. And then in that division. So a lot of the guys are local. They don't really train as hard and as much as we do here in the Eastern Division. Right here, we train every single morning, you know, with a game on the weekend. Over there, you're training, you know, 3-4 times a week. You're still putting in a good amount of work, but, you know, I think it's the lack of experience, you know, with the teams is probably the biggest difference.
I think for the most part, you're seeing the former MISL teams doing very well, of course, with the exception of Ontario, who beat the Lancers and handed them their only loss this year. But now that you're with the Lancers, hopefully that's going to be make the Lancers even stronger. So the big match coming up on Saturday against Syracuse, a team that the Lancers have had trouble with the last couple years, just recording this, the one win in the last six, I believe. What's Doug Miller working on with the team to get them prepared for Saturday's match?
I mean, I just got here today, but, you know, talking with Doug over the past couple of days, you know, he's more focused on us staying organized as a unit. And if we can stay organized defensively, you know, we're going to score goals. I mean, you see the firepower that, you know, that we've always had here in Rochester with Mauricio and then now Joey Tabanese, you know, racking up some points and Gary getting in there as well. But, you know, defensively, if we stay sound and stay organized and, you know, commit to the system that he wants us to play, you know, we're definitely going to be able to compete in this division and compete on Saturday. And it's a big game. I mean, it's a big divisional game. You know, if we win that one, you go, you know, 4-1, and then, you know, we go after Baltimore after that. But, you know, it's an important one. You know, it's going to be our first true test, I think, as the Lancers. You know, they've been playing against Harrisburg and Detroit, and then besides the game against Ontario, you know, they've done fairly well. So, you know, it's a first true test. If we stay organized defensively, we'll definitely, I think, we take that one for sure.
Now, you played against Syracuse when you were with Ontario the day before you played the Lancers. What did you see, anything different from Syracuse, or is it pretty much the same style that Tommy Tanner's been showing us here the last couple of years?
Yeah, it's definitely the same style. You know, I think they miss Michelle Millwood up there a lot. You know, they do have a great target in Neto, but, and they kind of drop off after that, you know, holding the ball up there. But, you know, they have the same style. They like to get it forward, hold the ball, and make runs off of that. And they do a good job getting people forward and finishing. I mean, they put a good hurting on myself when I was playing for Ontario. And, you know, we got beat pretty bad that game. But, you know, it's pretty much the same style. And like I said, if we buy into Doug's system defensively, you know, we're going to cause trouble for them.
Well, Lance has been doing great defensively the last couple of games, just giving up two goals in each game. So with you in the back there, Steve, hopefully it'd be even, maybe we'll see a shutout on Saturday. Wouldn't that be something? I know that'd be a great victory for the Lancers, but I'm sure you just take the W over Syracuse, and it doesn't matter really what the score is.
Yeah, I mean, I would love a shutout, but you know, just to get the win and continue building on what these boys have already done this season, you know, would be great. You know, especially coming back to, you know, the Blue Cross Arena for my first home game of the season here, you know, with the Lancers, and you know, I'll be used to it, and I mean, I'm looking forward to it, but it's definitely a big one. So.
Well, Steve, we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday afternoon as the Lancers face the Syracuse Silver Knights. Again, kickoff is at 1 o'clock, so get up early, get to the arena, get the gates open at 12, I believe. So get there early, enjoy Anna and Elsa. Santa Claus will be there. They'll have a giveaway with the free USBs for the first 1,000 fans. There'll be a DJ there, and, of course, you get a chance to meet the players after the match with the autograph session. So, Steve, welcome back to Rochester. We look forward to seeing you on Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Basso of the Rochester Lancers. Lancers in Syracuse, 1 p.m. Saturday, 872-KICK, or go to rlancers.com to get your tickets. Coming up next, there will be Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report. Could the Rochester Rhinos be back in the U.S. Soccer Division II level very soon? We'll talk about that next on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM and live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com.
Hi, this is Greg Sutton, and you're listening to Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. I'm telling you why Santa Claus is coming to town.
Top-notch monogramming is
soccer, Lancers, U.S. national team, Pelé, Pittsford United.
Top-notch monogramming is
reggae, Bob Marley, Grateful Dead, Giant Panda, Clash.
Top-notch monogramming is
embroidery, screen printing, heat transfers.
Top-notch monogramming is
Rochester, Pittsford, USA wear.
Topnotchmonogramming.com, 248-2650. Top-notch monogramming, peace and love since 1992.
The Western New York Flash would like to thank all their fans in Rochester and the surrounding area for their support during this past season in the NWSL. Treat the soccer fan on your Christmas list with 2015 Flash season tickets. Ticket packages are available in every price level, starting as low as $100. To purchase your season tickets, visit the Flash website at wnyflash.com. The Western New York Flash. Experience the best.
An experienced professional with more than 15 years in dentistry, Dr. David Olivo welcomes new patients to his family practice at 2005 Lyle Avenue. At the office of Dr. Olivo, you'll discover a warm and comforting environment staffed by professionals who are committed to providing the best available dental care while assuring your complete comfort. Call 328-3382 for an appointment. Dr. David Olivo, offering quality dentistry with a gentle touch.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk. Save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call Fairport Allstate agent Vincenzo Scolo first at 244-2130. Feature is optional and subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Rochester Lancers return to the Blue Cross Arena to kick off a three-match homestand this Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. against their biggest rivals, the Syracuse Silver Knights. Be sure to bring the entire family to meet Elsa and Anna from everyone's favorite winter movie, and Santa Claus will be in the house as well. Plus, the first 1,000 fans will receive a free Lancers USB car charger. Don't miss out on all the excitement. Get your tickets today by visiting rlancers.com or by calling 872-KICK. Come support your Rochester Lancers all season at the Blue Cross Arena.
Soccer is a kick in the grass on WYSL 92.1 FM and 1040 AM.
Soccer is a kick in the grass. It's the U.S. Soccer Report with the editor of BigAppleSoccer.com and Tropigol.com, former Rochester Lancers reporter and a 2012 inductee into the Lancers Wall of Fame, Michael Lewis.
I want to be a part of it. New York, New York.
And our U.S. Soccer Domestic Report with Michael Lewis is brought to you by Top Notch Monogramming, Northfield Common in Pittsburgh. Call 248-2650 or go to topnotchmonogramming.com. Christmas is just around the corner. Get your U.S. soccer gear, your old-school NASL Rochester Lancers gear, along with the best embroidery monogramming in town at Top Notch Monogramming. Tell Tony and Michelle you heard about their store on Soccer is a Kick in the Grass. Michael, how are things down in the Big Apple tonight?
So far, so good, thank you. How are things in Rochester?
Getting warmer, which is a good thing.
That's good to hear.
Well, we've been teasing during the show about the Rochester Rhinos and the second division of U.S. soccer, and there's been some rumors going around that were talked about in the USL Pro meetings that it looks like the USL Pro may try to move back into Division II status, which would also be the same as the North American Soccer League. Now, I don't know, I sent you the notes. I don't know if you've heard anything more about this. But what are your thoughts? I mean, do you think that the U.S. soccer would approve having two leagues at the Division II level?
Well, that's a good question. There's a lot of politics involved there, probably politics that you, me, and maybe a lot of the audience don't understand or don't want to know about. You know, I always thought it would always be good to have just a league at every level. You have to remember... USL Pro and NASL used to be together before there was a split several years ago. There was a philosophical split, and I don't think there's any way they're going to get back together. I'd be very, very surprised. I know from what I've heard that it would not occur until 2017 at the earliest if it does get approved by U.S. soccer. But, you know, I think it could probably cause a war between the two leagues going for, you know, the best players who aren't playing in an MLS. Saying all that, it's funny because, you know, Rochester, the Rhinos are in, you know, the Division III equivalent. I never considered them a Division III franchise. I never considered Rochester a Division III city for obvious reasons, because at one time, you know, they were trying to get into the MLS, and they've got a great stadium there too that's well above requirements for Division III, let alone Division II, and it's borderline you know, MLS for requirements. They probably need a few more seats, but I'd love to see, this is from my biased parochial attitude, I'd love to see Rochester play at the highest level possible, whether it's in USL Pro as a Division II team, NASL as a Division II team, or, that's a long shot, of course, but, you know, MLS, that would be fantastic. And I know that's been talked about for a very, very long time, and that's probably not going to happen, at least not in the foreseeable future.
Probably not, but there's three main requirements for the second division. And first is 75% of the markets have to be in metro areas over 750,000. Stadiums must be seat 5,000 or more. And the third one, financial disclosures on a primary owner worth at least $20 million. According to reports, about 85% of the USL Pro teams already meet those standards. And then there's some teams like the MLS reserve teams would have to upgrade some of their facilities. But I think the biggest thing, Michael, is that the USL Pro and MLS have a relationship, and MLS, I think, is going to call the shots. They're the only league that's ever made money in soccer in this country, and they're getting bigger and bigger. So I think that's going to be a big factor in what happens with USL Pro.
Oh, I really, really think so. You know, they definitely have the power with U.S. soccer. The one reason why MLS is making money is through some Soccer United marketing, which produces many, many international matches. It essentially is the marketing arm of the Mexican national team when it plays here in the United States, and that's sometimes as many as 8, maybe 12 games a year. So every game that Mexico plays in the U.S., when it's put in the right city, and it usually is in the right city 99% of the time, it's either a sellout or a near sellout. So they know how to make money from that end, and that's given them a power base, something that they didn't have a decade ago. In a perfect world, I would love to see something being ironed out between USL Pro and the NASL, but I just don't see it happening. I just feel like there's been too much bad blood spilled along the way, unfortunately.
Well, I know that the talk of the NASL is they want to be Division I. They want to compete with Major League Soccer. Again, I don't see that happening either. But another big news item that came out over the wire today, DeMarcus Beasley announced his retirement from international soccer, and what a career he had. 14 years with the U.S. men's national team, 121 appearances. The first player to appear in 4 World Cups, and that was just a tremendous accomplishment. And he's going to be missed. I mean, he started very young and had a great 2002 World Cup when the U.S. made the quarterfinals, and he played in every 6 of 7 games in 2014, one of 7 players to start in all 4 games in the World Cup, and he played every minute of the tournament, too. What a career he had.
He's only 32 years old. Of course, it looks, for most of us, it is young, but for soccer, that's starting to get on in years. And let's face it, the next time the World Cup comes around in 4 years' time, he'll be 36, which is considered rather old. One thing that even though I think he is retired, there is precedent for players coming out of retirement after they have retired from international soccer. And I'll give you one off the top of my mind. Tab Ramos, he said, 1998, that's going to be his last World Cup. Well, it was, but he didn't think he was going to be playing internationally anymore. Well, the U.S. Was down a few players. They needed, this is for qualifying for 2002. They needed an experienced hand running the midfield against Barbados in a must-win situation in the Caribbean. So Bruce Arena brought in Tab Ramos, and guess what? Tab helped the U.S. to a 4-0 victory. No, Tab did not go to Korea to play in the World Cup. But, like I said, there are precedents, not just in this country, but overseas as well, too, where players do come out of retirement, sometimes for the long haul, most of the times for the short haul. But DeMarcus Beasley had a fantastic year career at the international level. It's funny because everyone thought he was finished after the 2006 World Cup. He didn't play that well. Bruce Arena, the coach, called him out after one of the games, and we just thought, oh, there's his stock going all the way down. Bob Bradley called him in 2010, and he played every minute in 2014, and one of the best and solid players on the field for the U.S. And the reason why you know that is, if he wasn't, he would have been taken out of the lineup very, very quickly.
That's right. Well, Michael, one quick thing before we go. The U.S. women have been struggling down in Brazil. They tied China 1-1, and then yesterday they were up 2-0 after 10 minutes. And we all know 2-0 is the most dangerous lead in soccer. And some player we may have heard of named Marta took over the match after that point. Even though the U.S. really did dominate play, they had a couple of posts in the match, but Marta scored 3 unbelievable goals, and Brazil beat the U.S. 3-2, and now the U.S. will need some help to even make the final of that tournament. They must beat Argentina and hope China does not get a point against Brazil in that final group match. But some disappointing results for the women.
Definitely a wake-up call. Everyone went crazy. Oh, look what they did in CONCACAF, and U.S. is supposed to do very well in CONCACAF. Against the rest of the world, different situation. Obviously, the degree of difficulty is much greater. You have to remember, Brazil is playing at home, and I think that definitely does not hurt its side playing in front of its home crowd. And Marta, what could you say about her? one of the best, maybe arguably the best player in the world when she gets a chance to play. She's only 28 years old, still in her prime. I think she will be a force next year at the Women's World Cup in Canada. The sad thing about the Brazilian program is that it really doesn't come alive until there's a Women's World Cup or the Olympics, and then it goes dormant, especially compared to the rest of the world and the United States' programs. That's too bad.
We're going to have to leave it there, Michael. We're hearing the music. They're running out of time. But thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you next week. We look forward to seeing you for the Wall of Fame next Saturday.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Have a good one.
Thanks a lot, Michael. It's Michael Lewis here on Soccer is the Kick of the Nation. You hear Michael every week on the show along with Dick Howard. Michael Lewis with the U.S. Soccer Report. I want to thank Alex Salen and Steve Basso for joining us tonight. Lancers in action Saturday, 1 p.m. against Syracuse. The Wall of Fame game is the 27th, 1 p.m. against Baltimore. 872 kick for tickets. This has been Andrew Battisti with Bob D'Angelo at WYSL. Be with us again next Monday at 6:30 for Soccer is the Kick in the Grass here on WYSL, 92.1 FM and 1040 AM. And live on the web at soccerisakickinthegrass.com. We wish you well, Joe. Hope you feel better. Have a good night, everybody.
Soccer is a Kick in the Grass is brought to you by the following sponsors: the Rochester Rhinos, the Rochester Lancers, and Western New York Flash. Top-notch monogramming, Northfield Commons, Pittsburgh. Salvatore's Pizza and Donuts Delight. Van Bortle Auto Group. Faber Homes. Claridge Design Center. Allstate Insurance Agent Enzo Scolo. Dr. David Olivo Family Dentistry. Dr. Frank Grayson Chiropractic. And the Doug Miller Family Sports Park. Tune in again next week for Soccer is a Kick in the Grass.